There are moments that change you, but not in loud, flashy ways, in quiet, almost invisible ones. And this past weekend, I had one of those. And let's just say I came home to myself in a way I didn't even know I needed. Didn't even know that was possible. And what I discovered flipped everything I thought I knew about peace, purpose, and where we're really supposed to be looking for direction right now. So if you've been feeling stuck, uncertain, or like you're trying to get back to a version of comfort that I honestly believe doesn't even exist anymore, then you need this episode. In episode 11 of Tell Your Truth, I'm pulling back the curtain on what I'm calling the season of the individual and why so many are being invited to stop chasing stability and to start remembering their soul. So listen in. This one's a homecoming. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned spiritual mindset and business coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And y'all, this weekend something changed. Not in my schedule, not in my business. Something changed in my spirit. And I promise you, I had only what I can call a spiritual awakening. It was quiet. It was simple, but it was everything. You hear me? I found myself so completely still, present, in tune. I was in oneness. And I'm not talking about thinking about God, praying to God, but with God. Because it felt like I was at the center of the universe. And I'm telling you, nothing else mattered. I wasn't striving. I wasn't fixing. It was just in this state of being where I just knew that everything that I thought about, everything that I wanted was within my reach. Because it was as if God was showing me that we were co-creators in this thing together. And I finally understood what it means to live from the inside out. Because I promise you, everything disappeared in that moment. It wasn't about what's happening in the world. The world itself didn't exist. It was just me and God. You hear me? It was a peace that surpassed all understanding. It was a stillness that, listen, after you wake up from, it's almost like, how do I get, it ain't no almost, how do I get back to that place and live from there every single day? That's what I experienced this weekend. And today, we're going to talk about it. Because honestly, I believe that's where we're all supposed to be striving to get to. Because see, there's an allusion to this external comfort that none of us have seemed to have figured out. Even the rich people don't enjoy it solely because it's not the only thing. Like they say, money isn't everything. It is not everything. That peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace that you get when you're at oneness with God, the universe, that's what our souls are craving. You understand? And a lot of us, we're not living that way. We've been conditioned to look outside of ourselves for our safety, for our identity, for direction. And we're taught to find comfort in the paycheck, purpose and productivity with our title, you know? And some of you are feeling that right now. You're trying to get back to what you're used to. You know, you may have been laid off and you're trying to find that next job, back to that comfort that came with that job, the title, the knowing. Maybe you've been, you know, laid off in these recent ones. Maybe you're burnt out, still hanging on to a role that's draining you. Maybe you're sending out resumes just hoping to feel like yourself again. But what if that comfort isn't coming back? And what if it's not supposed to? You understand? That's what we're getting into today. But before you know, I got to take a quick break to show some love to our sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And listen, when you're shifting your mindset and owning your power and stepping into your soul work, sometimes you need a physical reminder. And that's what Head Game Wraps is. They're beautiful, high vibe design head wraps for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. So grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. All right. Whew. So let's get back into this. We are entering what I call the season of the individual. And it's a shift as big as the Industrial Revolution. But this one is happening spiritually, energetically, and economically. And here's what I mean. In the industrial era, society shifted from farming and self-sufficiency to cities, factories, and dependence on systems. But now, we're moving away from that system dependence. The institutions we've trusted, corporations, traditional education, and we all know, government, they are no longer stable or sacred. And they're being questioned, restructured, and outright dismantled. We see it in mass layoffs in tech, media, and finance. Record-breaking numbers of people starting businesses, and more people prioritizing mental health, time, freedom, and alignment over salary. There's also a rise in spirituality, coaching, and alternative paths to healing. And see, this is not just a glitch in the system. This is the new system. And in this new system, you've got a choice to make. Because there are two types of people emerging in this shift. You got the disgruntled seeker. This is the one who's clinging to what used to be, still chasing job listings, still hoping things go back to quote unquote normal. They're waiting for someone else to decide their next chapter. And then you have the liberated leader, the one who's using this pause to get honest, to reconnect with their soul. They're spending time with family, exploring new passions, and realizing that their skills are, guess what? transferable, and valuable in ways that you never even considered before. So you have to make a choice on which one of those people are you going to be coming out of this new shift. And you may have heard me talk about this before. See, I used to dream of having summers off like the teachers do. You know, that kind of freedom and that joy to not have anything to do over the summer but still get paid. See, I thought it was only for them. But this summer, I'm stepping into my third summer living exactly that way. I get to swim with my daughter in the middle of the day. We grab lunch, take walks, laugh. I'm able to be more present. And it's not because I had some perfect 5-year plan. It's because I stopped clinging to a system that was never designed for my freedom. I chose to follow peace. And peace is what has led me to my purpose. So, how do you shift gracefully in this season? Here's what I'll tell you. Pause on the panic. Let go of the need to figure it all out in one day, because this isn't a race. This is a revelation. It's time to reconnect with your soul. Stop asking, what should I do? And start asking, who am I being? Get honest about your truth. What have you outgrown? What have you been tolerating? What do you really, really want? And then you have to say yes to clarity over comfort, because clarity will carry you longer than comfort ever will. And that's the plan, friends. We have to do something different. We've been working too hard, fighting against a system that we all know was never put here to support us or to set us free. And I mean, everybody's on social media fighting, arguing about something that will never give them what their true heart desires. And instead of putting the time and the energy and the faith into really figuring out what they're good at, what would bring them joy, what were they put on this earth to do? We're fighting about Donald Trump. Who is Donald Trump? Is that God? Please, it's time for us to do something different, fam. It's time for us to get back to the root of who we are. We are energetic, spiritual beings. We were put here on this earth as powerful people. You understand me? And we have not tapped into that power to change our situation, but it's time to, and I'm telling you that it's possible. This weekend, I experienced what it feels like to be at one with God. And when I tell you, nothing else in the universe existed outside of me and God, that means that I was able to, just like he said, call those things that I want forward. Speak what you want into existence. Our thoughts, our emotions, our actions are what creates our reality. Nothing outside of us matters. The only thing matters is getting in touch with what's on the inside of us, and that is what brings and creates the external world. Period. I don't care what anybody says. Argue with me if you want to. I don't care. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And I know that that is what we're here to do. So that's all I had to say here. This is episode 11 of Tell Your Truth. This is literally about coming back home to yourself and creating the life that you want from the inside out. Reconnecting to your soul, reconnecting to your truth, understanding what it is that you're put here on this earth to do, figuring it out, and don't let anything keep you from bringing it into existence, period. Now, if something in this episode stirred something in you, then listen, share this with somebody else. If you're ready to stop the cycle of doubts and get clear on what's next for you, then I invite you to book a Soul Goals Clarity call. And this isn't a coaching call. It's really a breakthrough. It's a sacred space to where you really get to find out what's been holding you back. See, that's my gift to the world, to really be able to help you uncover what you truly want. And not only that, but to walk away with a clear, soul-aligned next step for what that should be in your life. So not more information, not another list of shoulds, just truth, your truth. You can schedule yours now at sparklifeplanning@gmail.com. Send an email. You can go to my bio. There's a link for you to schedule it. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. And all I can say is thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparks something in you, and not just a thought, but the truth you're ready to do something with. Because this work is not always easy, but it's absolutely necessary. So keep questioning what you've been carrying. Then ask yourself, why am I still carrying it? And more importantly, who do I get to become when I finally put it down? So if again, this episode sparks something in you, share it with another person or woman who's ready to rise. Leave a review, subscribe, and meet me right back here next week, because episode 12, we're getting back on track. This one, we went off a little bit because it was not supposed to be about this. It was supposed to be about not dimming your light for others anymore and calling out the patterns of playing small and replacing them with your power. Because it's time for us to show up fully. But until then, own your truth, claim your power, and live your freedom. See you on the next episode.